10.
I was born bold.
The new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance, any way you swing it.
Breakfast on SEM.
Great to have your company on SEM Breakfast. Sam Edmund, Jordan Lewis with you on a fun Friday as we go into the last hour here. We're into the last round of the home and away season as well. And it doesn't get any bigger if you're a Western Bulldogs supporter than Sunday night. Your team are playing for a spot in the finals. They're doing it against a pretty tricky opponent, the informed Fremantle Dockers. It takes place at Kazali Stadium in Cairns Sunday. And a man who's been pivotal to the Dogs this year. He's going to play his 150th in this game as well. His name is Mitch Wallace. Thanks for joining us, Mitch.
Thanks, Sammy. Thanks for having me, mate.
Absolute pleasure and great to have your company. We appreciate it. I've got to ask you, this is a massive game and you've got a milestone thrown on top of it as well, which I imagine would be the last thing you're thinking about. This is a final before the finals.
It is. It is like an elimination final. We're treating it that way. And we have for the last sort of 3 weeks, because every game's been a big game, and that's the position that we put ourselves in throughout the year. So, yeah, we're very excited. It's in our control, and we've done it before. We've proven in past years that we can win, away from home and in big games. So, it's exciting, mate. But like you said, it's do or die this weekend.
What do you make of Kazali Stadium in Cairns? You wouldn't have ever played a game there, I don't think. It's proven to provide some very, very tricky conditions, some difficult conditions, and the Dockers make you earn it at the moment.
Yeah, we have. We actually have had a little bit of experience. We played a game there a season for about 4 years in a row, and we won most of our games. We played against Gold Coast when they were still trying to, start to be a formidable side, but mate, it's a challenging game. It's not as extreme as the Darwin surface, but it is slippery and humid. So we've become a little bit acclimatised with the weather in up on the Gold Coast in terms of the heat, but it will be a shock to the system. So the preparation in terms of the meals and hydration and sleep is going to be ultra important, which I'm sure our dietitian will touch on today.
Sammy, Jordan Lewis here. Congratulations on your form throughout the year, mate. And Sammy touched on big game for you guys this week, and we've been given a bit of an insight into how Bevo has coached in terms of the way he themes the week. Has he let you know what the theme may be this week?
I'm about to find out in about half an hour. So I always get excited, and how he uses his metaphors, and I'm one that gets really a fair bit of kick and motivation off what he runs with. So I'm sure it'll be it's obviously a big game, so I'm sure it's going to be pretty intricate and have a big message behind it. But like I said, we'll get that in half an hour. But we know, as you mentioned, that the Freo have put in some really big performances over the last couple of weeks, and they're not going to be a rollover side. So we're playing for everything.
And just on yourself and your form this year, you would have learned a lot, and with maturity, you're able to look back on your career and probably think that you should have done things differently. You would admittedly be probably an over-trainer and an over-preparer. What have you learned this year with just in terms of tweaking maybe the way you approach pre-season and being able to perform at a high level in season?
Yeah, no doubt, mate. And you have to fall on your own sword, especially with the over-training bit, because it's about quality, not quantity. And you can only learn that by doing as much as you can get told as a young fella that you have to train smart and not harder. It takes years in the system to be able to understand that. But I've worked really close with Ash Hanson a lot more from a vision point of view, obviously with the shorter breaks and 5-day breaks, 4-day breaks even. You don't have the opportunity to train physically. So watching tapes back and really working on decision-making, and that's something that you get with age, with a little bit more poise and understanding and concentration in games. So that's where I feel like I've come a long way and been able to transition into the forward line a little bit smoother than I anticipated. But I'm really excited for the future, because I've only sort of set the foundation of what I believe I can produce down there. So it's exciting, mate, but it's been a hell of a journey. I'm looking forward to it, to another chapter in the season just yet.
And you line up next to Aaron Norton in the forward line, and we interviewed Stephen May early on in the week, and we asked him, who is your toughest opponent? And he mentioned another player. I can't quite think who it was, but he said he's quite thankful that he won't be around for too long, because he thinks Aaron Norton will be the best key position forward in the game. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think he will as well, mate. Like, he's still so young, and the ability to take a big grab, especially in today's game with so many numbers around, it just breaks open games. And really, it's such a key ingredient to team success. And Aaron's still got so much to learn, but something that's just innate is his ability to take the ball at the highest point and use his body and the timing and the fly of the ball from his his younger days as a backman. So, mate, he's such an exciting talent. And I know he's signed a pretty long-term contract with the club, so I can't wait to play alongside him and watch him grow and learn and develop as a key forward. And like you said, be up there with the best in the game.
And credit has to go to you, Mitch, because you've reinvented yourself as a player. You touched on it then, but 23 goals, 10 as a forward. You've had 33 scoring shots this season. From the outside looking in, it looks as though you've really relished the move forward. I mean, how have you found it? Break it down for us.
Yeah, again, and it wasn't something that I went into the preseason last year thinking that would happen, but it's just the way that it transpired. And got thrown forward in the first couple of games and was running around like a headless chook for a while there, because it is quite challenging. But like I said, I've worked hard on my game with Ash Hansen, our forwards coach, in terms of watching lots of vision, but really embraced the role. I can speak on behalf of a lot of midfielders. When you go forward, all you're doing is waiting for your turn to go back into the midfield, and you don't really fully commit to your forward line play. So the fact that I made a real conscious effort to be called a forward line player and train that way and think that way and prepare as a forward, I think that's helped the transition forward. But like I said, I've got so much to learn, and I'm really looking forward to what opportunities come in the future with more forward craft under my belt and a pre-season of training as a forward. Mm.
And you've also had a big year off the field. You've welcomed daughter Charlotte into the world this year with your wife Emily. How important, I suppose, has it been having them up there with you and having your daughter close by to watch her grow?
Yeah, and it's been everything, mate. And to be totally frank, I probably wouldn't be up here if Charlotte and Emily weren't allowed to come up, because, you know, family is the most important thing in my life. And even experiencing the little milestones that Emily and I are at the moment. You know, she's 12 weeks old now and being away with us for over 10. So it's most of her life. And, it's been incredible. Emily's been absolutely outstanding with how she's handled things. Obviously, there's been different obstacles and challenges that she's had to face by herself without her loving mum and dad. But, together we've embraced it. We're enjoying it. And this whole hub experience has been a positive one for us. So we'll look back and be happy that we got to spend the time together, but it's definitely shaped, how we're going to parent in the future. And again, we are so lucky and privileged that we got to spend this time together.
Oh, beautifully said. And the locals are loved having you up there as well, Mitch. We just got a text in here just moments ago. I just walked past Mitch Wallace walking in my local cafe with his wife and baby. I've seen him lots enjoying the outdoors while up here. Can you ask him, though, if he consider a trade to the Suns?
Oh, really? Well, I'm standing here out the front of that cafe now.
Double barrel,
it's called. Yep. I'll give it a plug. they do make a nice coffee brew. So it is, again, we're quite lucky, and that's something that Melbourne's obviously hurting at the moment and have been through a really tough patch with the restrictions. So to be fortunate enough to do that up here with our family, to be able to go outdoors in the sunshine, we do feel privileged and don't for one second forget the hardships that Melbourne are going through.
Well, thankfully, we're coming out the other side, it would appear. And just getting back to your positional change, I guess while you're stationed in that forward 50, you get to look down the ground and just see something of the heir apparent, and literally almost the flying mullet, Bailey Smith, buzzing around that midfield. Must give you hope for the future as well at the club.
Yeah, and he's had an outstanding year. I don't think he's underrated anymore, because people have realised how consistently he's been performing at such a high level. But his physical attributes, his speed, his endurance and his strength is something to marvel at for, a 19-20-year-old. So he's got a massive future ahead of himself. Again, Geordie, like I did, he's a little bit of an overtrainer.
He loved training from an early age.
He was. So he's a little bit demented from that point of view. We'll have to pull him back one day. But again, mate, he's got all the right attributes and a really good attitude to his footy and really wants to win. So I think that's probably the main thing. And he's a really important part of our midfield group already.
Best rig at the club, wouldn't he have?
Oh, by the length of the Flemington Strait, he does.
If you're weighing your food as a teenager, Geordie, you're a rare bear.
It's a bit over the top. It wasn't what I did.
not comparing this weekend to finals and grand finals and premierships that the club's been lucky enough to win in recent times, but do you think some of that big game experience that's still some of the list of experienced, if you like, Mitch, will hold you in good stead, because it's the season's on the line. I mean, there's no other way to look at Sunday.
Yeah, and I think, I'm lucky enough to play my milestone this weekend, but we've got a fair few players around that 150 game mark. I know Libba, Bonte, Jacko's played it this year, JJ, Lockie Hunter. So there's a few players really reaching their prime in terms of, games played and experience. So it has to help again, the challenge is in front of us, and the proof will be in the pudding when we play. But I think we're in a really good position to attack this game, knowing the stakes that are out there.
And just quickly, what does it mean to play 150 games for yourself? Or probably, you know, after the leg injury and getting over that and wondering whether you'll play footy again, to reach this milestone, you must be pretty proud.
Yeah, I'm pretty chuffed. Obviously, it's a long time. It's taken me 10 years. There's been a fair few injuries, but you know, the connection that I had with the club growing up, obviously Steve playing, you know, for over 14 seasons with the Bulldogs, and being an avid footy follower, but you know, Bulldog, a true Bulldog at heart, and then being able to be drafted with Tom Liberatore as an 18-year-old, and then go through that whole process, you know, to be out. Looking back on it now, I probably won't truly reflect until I'm, you know, the season's done on the 150 milestone. But I'm just so proud and happy to be part of that environment and be part of a club that I love so much. So hopefully, like I said before, there's another big chapter in our story, in our history this year. But again, once the season finishes, I'll look back fondly and be, you know, pretty chuffed that I've been able to achieve this feat.
Oh, you're a great ambassador for your club, Mitch. Just a quick text from Steve before we let you go. I met Mitch a few years back at Casey when he was trying to sneak off on crutches with his broken leg, but he spent 5 minutes for me and my boy, probably the nicest AFL player I've ever met. 150 games, hopefully plenty more still to come.
Yeah, thanks, gents. Have a good one.
Mitch Wallace there up in Queensland ahead of that must-win game for the Dogs on Sunday. Game 150 for him as well against the Fremantle Dockers.
Yeah, well done to him. And you can just hear just the acceptance of role. And there's no doubt that plays a big part in a player going into a different position and accepting that is the role that the team and the club requires them to play.
And it's why the father-son rule is just so good and should never, ever go anywhere. I'm a long-time Bulldog diehard, and Mitch Wallace is far and away my favourite player. He epitomises the Bulldog spirit. Mitch Wallace is with us for Cleanaway as well. Up your disposal efficiency with Cleanaway. Let's take a little break. Back shortly.